Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Bradford, Tioga, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week and passed a piece of legislation that you've been working at for some time that will really help people out in emergency health situations. What are some of the details?
In order to ensure greater safety for people who may have a severe allergic reaction, I authored legislation that was passed by the House of Representatives yesterday unanimously to permit a variety of establishments to have non-patient-specific epinephrine auto-injectors available for emergency use. People refer to them commonly as EpiPens. Food and other allergies can strike a person quickly and can often develop into a very severe reaction, such as anaphylaxis shock, which is why the availability of EpiPens is so important. Many children may not even be aware that they have an allergy to a particular food they never tried before, or may be stung by a bee for the first time and experience a severe reaction while away from home. Also common is that an adult may have forgotten his or her EpiPen at home, not realizing that a particular ingredient they are allergic to would be used in a dish they ordered at a restaurant. These are the situations in which having an EpiPen on the premises would be very valuable. Entities that would be authorized to obtain EpiPens under legislation include recreation camps, colleges, restaurants, sports arenas, amusement parks, and daycare centers. These establishments would not be required to have a supply of EpiPens, but they would be permitted to have them if they wanted to. Also included in the bill, House Bill 1351, is a Good Samaritan clause to protect entities, healthcare practitioners, and employees from liability if they are acting in good faith when administering the medication. Last year, we passed a similar law to help 2,645 Pennsylvania schools participating in the program to receive EpiPens. And to date, 17 states have enacted similar legislation in law, and more than 20 states are considering legislation. This bill passed unanimously, is now being sent to the Senate, was strongly supported by the Medical Society and the Department of Health.
And I understand that there's some important legal action developing in a disagreement between some landowners and a very large gas producer that has done a lot of drilling in northern Pennsylvania, and particularly in the counties that you represent. What's going on here?
Yes, very, very important lawsuit was filed recently in Bradford County. The Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General's Antitrust Section has filed suit in Bradford County Court of Common Pleas seeking restitution, civil penalties, and legal costs from Chesapeake Energy Corporation, alleging underpayment of landowner royalties associated with natural gas drilling. This is being supported by myself, Representative Garth Everett, Representative Sandy Major, as well as Representative Tina Pickett and Representative Boback. This has a tremendous impact in the northern tier of Pennsylvania with respect to Chesapeake Energy wells that have been drilled, and in particular as it applies to post-production cost deductions from royalty checks. And property owners are very glad to see some action finally taking place. We have repeatedly urged the Attorney General's office to do what other states have done and act to protect the citizens of Pennsylvania from the alleged illegal and predatory practices of Chesapeake and other gas companies. We've been fighting for the landowners who hold natural gas drilling leases for some time, and we are happy to see the Attorney General's office join in the fight. According to the lawsuit, the defendants obtained leases and promised lessors certain amounts of royalties, but then delivered something different in royalty payments after gas wells started producing, and the defendants began making royalty payments to the landowners. Additionally, the lawsuit alleges that landowners were told certain lease provisions prevented them from incurring charges for the extraction and marketing of natural gas. They said that they were later told the leases permitted such charges. As a result of the misrepresentations, Chesapeake and other defendants allegedly took deductions and in some cases made retroactive deductions of post-production expenses from royalty checks. These practices occurred despite landowners' claims that their leases contained the necessary language to prohibit such deductions. So the lawsuit requests the court ordered the defendants to pay restitution to all persons who have suffered losses as a result of Chesapeake Energy's conduct, pay civil penalties of $1,000 for each violation of the Unfair Trade Practices and Consumer Protection Law, and $3,000 for each violation involving a person 60 years of age or older, and permanently refrain from any practice that violates the Unfair Trade Practices and Consumer Protection Law. So the members have been involved in pursuing legislation in the House of Representatives to guard natural gas royalty owners from unjustified post-production cost deductions, and the legislation is House Bill 1391. It remains in the House Environmental Resource Energy Committee. And while we applaud this action by the Attorney General's office, this alone will not solve the problem. We now need the leaders in the General Assemblies to step up also and help us move this much-needed legislation into law to ensure that our landowners are paid royalties fairly in the future.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.